Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says after meeting with Chinese officials, a trade deal with China is drawing closer.
We have a framework for President Trump, President Xi, to decide on, and we discussed a wide range of things from tariffs, trade, fentanyl, substantial purchase of U.S. agricultural products.
And rare earths.
And rare earths.
President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on Thursday. In the wake of the government shutdown, food pantries in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas have been busy. Furloughed NASA employee Elizabeth Anderson says she's thankful for the meal prepared by World Food Kitchen.
It's a little challenging to be a federal employee right now, not knowing when we'll head back to work. I'm thankful for the work that World Central Kitchen's doing, just to give us a little extra cushion for the furlough.
The government shutdown is in its 27th day with no end in sight. The NBA has started a review to protect the integrity of the game, players, and coaches following the arrests of Miami guard Terry Rozier and Portland coach Chauncey Billups. They were allegedly involved in gambling schemes. The league sent a memo to all teams highlighting the need to reassess sports betting regulations. Nearly three dozen people, including Rozier and Billups, were arrested last week. The NBA is focusing on injury reports, which can be exploited by bettors. The league seeks to ensure players and coaches understand the risks of gambling and is seeking input from teams on how to proceed. On Wall Street, the Dow by 337 points. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Japan's parliament has elected Sanae Takaichi as the country's first female prime minister. She's a conservative who lists former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher amongst her role models. Takaichi is also opposed to gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. Japan's in the middle of a battle over homosexual unions that has seen LGBT activists win a number of victories. This is SRN News. Starting November 1st, about 41 million Americans may not get their food benefits. Democrat lawmakers in the Senate have voted 12 times not to reopen the federal government since October 1st. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is funded by the federal government, but it's administered by states. A notice on the Department of Agriculture's website says that, quote, there will be no benefits issued on November 1st. States receive money from the federal government and then transfer the money through electronic benefits transfer cards. The SNAP-issued schedule varies by state. Some states prioritize benefits based on alphabetical order of the last name, while other states prioritize sending benefits by case number. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Mexico failed to deliver millions of gallons of water to South Texas farmers as required under a 1944 treaty. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.